Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars, and hello, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Tonight, I got a few announcements for everybody. I'm working on a lot of contests. Barbecue Superstars said they're going to start organizing their own contests, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And, boy, we got a lot of contests we're lining up. Now, I think we just got sanctioning for a contest in Austin, Texas that we're going to be putting on. Top Texas Tailgating Championship. We're going to be putting that contest on April 10th and 11th in Austin, Texas. And we're going to try to get as many tailgaters out there as we can. It's the week before the spring game for the University of Texas. So that's one contest that I'm working on. And then I'm also working on seven other contests in Florida. So we're going to be trying to put a seven-contest circuit in Florida. We're going to call it the Florida Short Track Barbecue Championship. We're going to try to compact these seven contests on off weeks for the FBA. These are all going to be U.S. Barbecue Association sanctioned contests. And we're going to try to pack them together in a quick seven-week championship. Now, top five teams of all seven contests will be moving into the BWCS World Championship. But the winner of the whole Florida Short Track Barbecue Championship will get front row seat, front row, right beside the stage positioning of his rig next year at the BWCS World Championship. So his turn-in will be short. He's going to get a prestigious place in the BWCS World Championship contest. Now, the BWCS World Championship contest is coming up October 2nd to the 5th, 2nd to the 4th. And we know there's a lot of teams buying tickets, borrowing cookers and all that stuff. I just want to remind you that we need you to go ahead and pay to enter the contest for the banquet and whatever else you want to do so we can go ahead and get our trophies and get everything lined up. As far as I know, Dale Wilson needs to go to work on them trophies. We've already got him contracted to do them. And, boy, man, BWCS World Champion is going to be so exciting. Sanctioned by the Tennessee Barbecue Association. Chris Chadwick and his group will be coming in. We're going to have people there, hopefully, to help him. We're working on judges now. If you're an FBA, IBCA, or an MBN judge, we really need you. We need your help. But South Carolina Barbecue Association is what we're counting on to be the main part of the judging. We need on-site judges. If MBN doesn't want to help, then we're going to come up with our own scorecard. We'll have our own on-site judging for the Whole Hog World Championship, the second part, a second world championship to come out of the BWCS World Championship. Remember, there's a Texas cook-off on Friday night and a state cook-off on Saturday night. And Brett Galloway has already bought his plane ticket and got his accommodations. He will be coming out for the BWCS World Championship. We'll have him on the desk. Now, folks, this is going to be a mega televised event, and we're going to be trying to broadcast everything that's going on, all aspects of the contest. If you made it into the BWCS, we want to try to run you through the desk, get some exposure on your team, and we want to get some massive exposure on this event. And we'd like to thank Jimmy Bro for calling and saying he was coming, and we welcome him into the BWCS. Jimmy Bro's got an automatic lifetime bid. He doesn't have to prove how good he is anymore. Jimmy Bro is one of the best in the business, and we celebrate Jimmy Bro's accomplishments over the years in barbecue. Now, we've got a significant number of others that are time automatic bids, people who have proven over the years that, you know, they deserve an automatic lifetime bid. Now, the main reason I'm doing it is because, you know, there were promises made by other contests. You got there 10 times, you got an automatic lifetime bid, but then they reneged on it. And it doesn't work that way at BWCS. We're going to be true to our word. If you're in that list of lifetime bids, you will be an automatic bid for life. Turning to the IBCA for a minute, Ronnie Wade, we're finding out more and more about Ronnie Wade. Ronnie Wade is the winningest man in barbecue. But Ronnie Wade has won 8 grand champions this year already, which I didn't know. Ronnie Wade has won the IBCA 7 years in a row. Now, there was one person who made a run at him a couple years ago, but failed to beat him. So I think that makes Ronnie Wade by far and away the most dominant barbecue person in barbecue of all time. Now, you might say that nobody's cooking in the IBCA. Well, I got news for you. Ronnie Wade goes to every sanctioned body in the country and wins, and has won, and will win. So he's already won 8 grand champions so far this year. If you know of another person in KCBS or FBA, I know an FBA, he won 5. Point them out. I think Ronnie Wade's got more grand champions so far this year than anyone else. How about that? Ronnie Wade, man. He's under the wire. People don't know about him. But he is really the number one barbecue cook in the country. Maybe in the world. Now, we'll be listing the 7 contests in Florida soon, U.S. Barbecue Association sanctioned. We're looking for 5 contests in Georgia. Now, I've already got a call into one, but we'd like to connect 5 contests in Georgia, U.S. Barbecue Association sanctioned, and put together a 12-contest Southeastern Conference championship. We might do a 12-contest Georgia-Florida, try to make it bigger for a Southeastern Conference championship. Now, in the U.S. Barbecue Association, what we've decided to do is come up with 8 conferences. So they'll be by the time zones. We'll have Northwest Conference, Southwest Conference, I'm sorry, Northwest Conference, Southwest Conference, Rocky Mountain North Conference, Rocky Mountain South Conference, Central North, Central South, and then we'll have Northeast and Southeast. Now, we're going to make each one of the conferences have their own team of the year. So what we want to try to do is cut down on people traveling around nationally and cherry-picking contests. You got to win your own conference. So this is something we'll be coming out with. U.S. Barbecue Association. There's a lot more to it than just that. I'll let that much out for right this second. But so what we're going to try to do in the U.S. Barbecue Association is give teams that don't have the financial ability to travel all over the country the equal chance to win their regional team of the year. And then once we get all the team of the years together, then that's top secret. But there'll be more coming about that. Now, the BWCS World Championship Series is a separate series than the U.S. Barbecue Association. Don't read into what I've got going with the BWCS into the U.S. Barbecue Association, because U.S. Barbecue Association is going to have its own thing. Now, we'd like to congratulate and thank the barbecue contest in Idaho, who became one of our qualifiers and will be competing this weekend. We've been looking for that Idaho contest We need stuff in the mid-north and the northwest. We want to try to scale those areas, let the top five advance, because Sam Club have nothing there. There is nothing there. So we want to cover all areas of the country so all 8,000 teams have the possibility of getting into the BWCS World Championship. The World Championship will be held this year in Columbia, South Carolina. Now we'll have a banquet on Thursday night. Going to bring a comedian in. And then Friday night, we're going to have it, Texas Chicken Cook-Off. Plus, you know, we'll be rolling in for the BWCS World Championship. Now, we'll have a Texas Chicken Contest class around 10 o'clock on Friday morning. So if you were interested in getting to the Texas Chicken Cook-Off, make sure you're there. Turn-ins won't be until 6 o'clock at night. There are people who cook Texas chicken low and slow. Now, if your team can't pull in till 2 or 3, 4 o'clock because you got to work, just have somebody sit into the meeting for you. I mean, we'll take a representative. Don't even necessarily have to be on your team, but it's got to be somebody who says that they are a representative for you. That way they could take down the class, get all the information for when your team pulls in. Now, people are doing chicken halves now, hot and fast, in 45 minutes to an hour, just like a thigh. So if you come in and you still got 2 hours until 6 o'clock turn-in, you'll make it, no problem. Hot and fast, rock and roll. Do some practicing now. Chicken halves are a whole lot harder than what you're used to. Now, we'll be having Jennifer Campbell over the contest, but U.S. Barbecue Association, well, we'll go by IBCA rules, but U.S. Barbecue Association will be the official sanction for the Texas Chicken Contest. State contest, of course, will be SCA, Brent Galloway, and then the overall comp will be Tennessee Barbecue Association. Now, if you're going to do whole hog, make sure when you sign up. Now, if you go on Barbecue Superstars and on the BWCS, you'll see Eventbrite. Right there, you can sign up for every category that you want to do. Sign up there, pay your entry fee, and then let us know if you want to do the whole hog contest right there, the Thursday night banquet. Now, we're going to have a Friday night banquet for the judges. If you plan to judge the BWCS World Championship, that we're going to have a banquet for you on Friday night so we can talk about the judging of the BWCS World Championship. And, you know, I just want to sit down and talk to the judges a minute about how serious we are about the results. You know, we're going to be watching for judges to give out consistent sixes. Now, you might get away with one category, because it'll take one category for us to look at the scorecard you put out. But if you walk into the judging room at the BWCS World Championship and you just across the board are giving everybody sixes, especially if there's two judges sitting beside each other, you'll be escorted out of the judging area and blackballed, put on a blacklist. You'll never judge in the U.S. Barbecue Association, Tennessee Barbecue Association, or a BWCS event again. You know, we're going to make sure that you're not around to mess the contest up. So we need extra judges in case a couple of these guys come out. Plus, we're going to put it live on the broadcast what your name is and what you tried to do. You know, we totally want to out anybody who's in that league giving sixes to skew a contest. We don't play that at the U.S. Barbecue Association, Tennessee Barbecue Association, or the BWCS. We want honest people. We want an honest result. You know, the best team can win. Not the name team or the team that's on television. The best team can win. So if you're fantastic barbecue cook. You've been doing consistent cooks at one special organization. You never get a call. You get ignored. Well, we're not going to do that here. You bring your A game, you get recognized for it, if it is truly an A game. So that's going to be what I want to talk about on Friday night at the banquet for the judges. Now, on Saturday morning, we'll be taking off of the main part of the event. Food trucks, we'll have some food trucks there. Should be 40 food trucks. Talk about having a food truck rodeo out front. And then hopefully we'll have some barbecue sauce vendors come in. If you sell barbecue sauce or rubs, we want you at the BWCS because we want two things to happen at the BWCS World Championship. One is we want to promote hardcore barbecue. Now, if you're a person that puts your name on the line to make a sauce, try to make a difference, we want to recognize you at the BWCS by allowing you to come set up a booth. Just get in touch with me. BarbecueSuperstar@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up to have a booth at the BWCS. I'm going to be trying to organize more and more contests just to get the U.S. Barbecue Association off the ground. We're going to start having classes for judges. And, you know, essentially it's going to be a regular four-category contest judge. You know, we're not going to go crazy and change anything. But we are going to add security. If we sanction your contest, we're going to add security to the scores. When those scores come off the table, it's going to be a very controlled and sacred thing in the Barbecue Superstar in the U.S. Barbecue Association contest. It is in the TBA, the Tennessee Barbecue Contest. Those scores are protected. We do not want them altered. And we want them recorded and reported exactly as they were written down. Now, it's going to take us probably 2 or 3 years to weed out these six judges, judges who only give out six. We don't condone that at the U.S. Barbecue Association, and we're not going to play that game with you. You know, the other thing about it is the organizers are not working with you on it. So we're not going to funnel the right boxes across your table so you can determine the winner for them depending on who they want to win. That's not how it's going to work. So if you're one of those judges who the only number you ever put down was six because you were working with everybody, we don't want you. Don't come around here trying to screw our contests up. But if you do, we're going to let everybody know about you. And you're going to become very famous very quickly, because we're going to have you on the front page of Barbecue Superstars, all our broadcast and our television. And, well, you know, maybe if you did come around, enough of you, we could kind of get some legitimate clarity on what exactly has been going on. So you are welcome in that respect. You know, I don't want to cut off the truth before it gets there. You know, but anyway, if you want to convert your contest over to a U.S. Barbecue Association, and you are presently sanctioned by KCBS, we will take you immediately, fast as you can call, and we'll cut your price for sanctioning, and we'll try to do you honest and a better job. So just email me at BarbecueSuperstars@gmail.com or call me at 864-621-4958, and we'll get on the road to getting your contest. Now, we sanctioned a few contests. We'll have the point structure, team of the year, event structure, and everything right there on the front of U.S. Barbecue Association. Everything will happen very quickly. We're set up to do it. I'm hoping to get enough money out of the BWCS World Championship to get a few other things done to get this thing on the road. Now, the number one goal of Barbecue Superstars is to have a televised barbecue circuit so that we can make barbecue into a legitimate sport. Barbecue contests can be televised. So we've got the ability to do commercials now. We're set up to go. We did some commercials out in Lubbock, Texas. So our television programming is just going to continue to get better and better. Now, September 10th and 11th, let me make sure those dates are right, we will be in Hobbs, New Mexico. We'll be broadcasting live. Now, Hobbs is turning into, I think it's September 12th and 13th. Hobbs, New Mexico is turning into a huge mega event. It's the Lee County Black Gold Barbecue Blowout. If you go to flbbq.org, you will find the Lee County Barbecue Blowout right there. And I'm going on there now. And I'm rendering a contest. Yeah. I want to give you the phone number and the email address for the Lee County. This is a huge this is a huge contest. September 12th and 13th, Lee County Black Gold Barbecue Blowout, Hobbs, New Mexico, Mark Bateman, 813 Princess Gianni, Hobbs, New Mexico, 88240. Phone number to call is 575-390-5379 or 575-390-8700. Mark Bateman put this contest together. He was kind of thrown into it by his friend and now his friend died. So he's got it all on his own. It's kind of really a sad situation in that respect. But September 12th and 13th, we'll be heading out there to broadcast live. And it is going to be a huge contest with a lot of big-time name teams. Essentially, the IBCA teams and the FBA teams are going to clash in a huge clash. And it's going to be interesting to see how the top five, top 10 in each category play out. It'd be interesting to see who reserves and grands that. Now, I got a feeling Ronnie Wade will be there. So him, Dana Hillis, and Swamp Boys, Jimmy Brode, Jim Elser. My God, you know, it's I'm sure Ernest Cervantes will probably be up there. Mo Kayson will be there. It's going to be a big-time blowout contest up there in Lee County Black Gold Barbecue Blowout. I just don't know what the result will be. It'll be interesting to see those different sanctioned bodies coming together to do battle and congratulate Mark Bateman on such a wonderful job. I appreciate him calling into the radio show that night and talking with me and becoming an FBA contest. And if he hadn't have called in that day and we hadn't have talked, I'm sure he would not be an FBA contest right now. But he did an outstanding job. And his whole thing is he wants a scorecard. He wants everybody who leaves his contest to get everyone's scorecard. And the FBA is the number one sanctioned body in the country for giving complete scorecards out. And we're talking about every single score is on an FBA packet that they give out after the contest. And that's just big-time barbecue right there. They've got the best teams in the country in the FBA. You know, these guys, they can't duck nobody. There's no going to a contest where there ain't anybody. There's going to be a huge amount of teams at every contest, and the best and the best of the country, teams that have went all over the country and won. They face each other every week. So, boy, big-time contest, September 12th and 13th, Hobbs, New Mexico, Florida Barbecue Association. Get in touch with Mark Bateman today, 575-390-5379. Now, the BWCS World Championship is set up to go. And, folks, if you need to talk to me about it, my phone number is 864-621-4958. We'll have two people on the ground from Barbecue Superstars to help organize it. We'll have the FBA there. Now, there's another man that's really the saving grace of the BWCS World Championship, and that is Mark Busby. Mark Busby, this would not have happened if it wasn't for Mark Busby, Smoking Coals. www.smokingcoals.com. Now, he's changed it now to Smoking, C-O-A-L-S, smokingcoals.com. Make sure you try Smoking Coals sauce, rub, buzzes, butt dust, industry that's ever been made. I don't know how in the world the people that came up with Smoking Coals came up with it, but it may very well be the best barbecue sauce ever made. I really mean that. I've got one bottle left of it, and I'm holding on to it with both hands. Smoking Coals, by far and away, has won more contests in the Southeast than any other barbecue sauce known to man in the last 2 or 3 years. He sponsors a lot of teams, and it's becoming the Blues Hog of barbecue. And go to Smoking Coals and buy yourself a case of Smoking Coals today. All right, well, we got some advertisements out for the U.S. Barbecue Association. We're getting more and more organized every day. We're getting ready to sanction. We're going to sanction 10 of our own contests here in the next 6 months. And once we get moving, get all our paperwork down, get everything where we've done it a few times, we'll be ready to go. We're already ready to go. And we've got to get our Team of the Year standing set up, our 8 divisions. We've got to get, trying to cut down on people who are driving 3,000 miles to cherry pick a contest is what we're after. I think that's one of the main complaints these days. We're going to shape this thing into a real NASCAR-type championship. Televised, national television. There's no reason why we can't get on cable network every single weekend with a dedicated cable television channel, just the barbecue competition. And the U.S. Barbecue Association and BSBN plans on delivering that. We've got the combination just like ESPN and NASCAR. BSBN and U.S. Barbecue Association has set to try to accomplish this over the next year or two. We're going to start building it. Folks, it's going to be the biggest thing to hit the country in 30 years. And we're not going to need a fight beside the track in order to get us launched. Once we get a few of these under our belt with a scoring structure for every one of them, this thing is going to blow wide open. Get on the train. BSBN and U.S. Barbecue Association is moving out. Now, we accept all sanctioned bodies in the BWCS. We're not going to try to convert you to a different sanctioned body because you got in the BWCS. We have to use all sanctioned bodies in order to fill up the 40 contests in the BWCS. So if you're in the mid-north, the northwest, or the northeast, we can still stand to take another 15 contests from all up in those areas. So don't be shy. It's free. Send it on down. Let us know you want in. We need to know who your top 5 are in order to add you to the qualification list. We will not be doing any at-large bids for the BWCS World Championship, but the U.S. Barbecue Association is going to start another World Championship that we'll be doing that for. So there's another, there's going to be another world championship on the horizon. Maybe after this circuit has gotten stronger in the next year, and we're going to try to include every contest in the United States. You're not going to have to pay to play. We'll take your contest, and we'll take your champion, and we'll try to get 200 or 300 grand champions at the end of the year together to do a big-time contest. So a lot of stuff on the horizon. We're moving out. We're moving in. We're ready to go. Now, I would like to talk about the contest in Lubbock for a few minutes. Lubbock, Texas is the site of the Breastfest, and this past weekend, BSBN was there. It is a qualifier for the BWCS, and what a wonderful contest it was. IBCA sanctioned. Folks, IBCA now has a standing and a competition structure for their team of the year. Now, this is a new event. They just came out with their competition structure, and you can see 1 through 350 who is in what place. Now, hats off to Ronnie Wade. He's ahead by over 200 points. Now, Ronnie Wade has won the IBCA 7 years in a row. Ronnie Wade has already won 8 grands. Ronnie Wade is the winningest man in barbecue. Ronnie Wade wins in every sanctioning body. Nobody knew that till they came out with their competition standing, but we know it now. And Ronnie Wade has won IBCA Team of the Year 7 years in a row. Now, 1 year, he did have one person challenging, and he had to fight to win that championship. But now we need more teams to come into the IBCA and knock him off. IBCA has guaranteed results. They have open judging. There's no way anybody can cheat. If they cheat, there's probably going to be 10 people standing there watching what's going on and see it. But they can't cheat because it's done with tickets. Nobody knows whose box is who. The randomization is perfect. With perfect randomization, it's almost impossible to cheat. I mean, I guess there is some way to cheat if you really do it, but it's kind of hard to do it with 10 people watching you. And IBCA head judges ain't playing that. So when we say Ronnie Wade won 7 years in a row, we're saying he did win 7 years in a row. Now, I was really shocked to look down the list of teams who had competed in the IBCA to see Johnny Trigg's name at 256. Johnny, you ain't doing too good, and I know you're standing around there talking about IBCA ain't worth a damn, and it's a backyard contest. Looks like they took you on and blew you out pretty damn good, so I guess you need to go on back over there and sit down with the death table and hope they help you miss it. There are some big-time cooks who have come through the IBCA and have done fairly well. And we want to invite you to come on over and get involved in a straight-up clean sport, clean sanctioning of the IBCA. And if you're tired of being somewhere between 15th and 30th, and you know you put better food out than that, but table 650 got you, come on down to an IBCA contest, and there's no table 650 there to look at you. I tell you, I think the landscape would change a lot if there was more people willing to do FBA, IBCA, TBA, U.S. Barbecue Association. You cooks out there that are getting 15th to 30th wouldn't be getting 15th to 30th. You cooks out there that are being put on the death table will start rising, and these guys who are winning will start falling. It's a paper title. It's a gimmick network. So think about converting your – I tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You convert your contest over to a U.S. Barbecue Association or Tennessee Barbecue Association, IBCA or an FBA contest for 1 year. You let the same teams come, same prize money gets teams, not sanctioning bodies. You get the same teams there, and you watch what the result is. It'll totally be flipped upside down. That's a promise, folks. That's the way it is. That's why I started the U.S. Barbecue Association. At some point, we need truth to create a sport. Now, you can have everybody out there laughing and saying, oh, yeah, right, barbecue contest. Barbecue people don't do anything but lie anyway. Well, we need to set that aside, and we need the truth. We need good scores sent, good scoring, and good recording, good reporting. And we've got four sanctioned bodies I just named who do that. So try it 1 year. If the result's the same, then go on back, pay you $10,000, and gee whiz, might get something more to kick in the ass, you know. But I believe if you change it over and try it, you're going to look around and say, my God, what in the world was I doing, you know. Because the result is going to change so greatly, you're going to be like, I don't even know why I did it, you know. And, okay, we need economic impact, all right. We need prize money. We need teams. And you as an organizer and draw that yourself. Now, in BreastFest, I really have to point at Jennifer Campbell. She was able to get on the radio, go out and talk to teams, and draw teams to her contest by her own merit, you know, her own hard work. And if you think that the sanctioning body is drawing all your teams there, you got another thing coming. That $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 prize money is drawing those teams. And I think each team looks at every contest as an individual contest for that week because they got to pay that money out. But now, you know, they might try to stick with the sanctioning body overall for the year, but, you know, there's only going to be three or four teams that are in the running for team of the year. So, you know, that goes for just about any other sanctioning body. So 90% of the teams are just looking for the amount of the prize money and the way they are treated at the contest. And the rest of it doesn't matter. So if you're taking it on the chin, there's a scandal after the final awards every year. The scores don't add up or, you know, good God, you know, table 650 in your face. Monopolies are being broken. Key Superstars is a huge equalizer. We're going to make the IBCA, USBA, and the FBA, TBA just as strong as any other sanctioning body in the United States or stronger. I've already got the FBA all the way in New Mexico. So we're a grand equalizer, and I don't care how big a mouth they got or how much they belittle everybody else. You got another thing coming. By the way, my name is Daryl Mast. How you doing? Hey, and I'll tell you something else. You know all that junk you talked about me? Oh, even had your lawyer come out and talk shit about me. You got another thing coming. By the way, my name's Daryl Mast. How you doing? You know what the most horrific thing about it is? All they had Tish's right, but they chose to cheat. That's number one. And number two, they won't let no cameras out there because they chose to cheat. So let me play this song for them.
Oh, was born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Line it up again. Now they're fixing to do the American Royal again. Which team that was just on television is going to win this year? Do you have to be a television personality to be in the front running of the invitational side of the American Royal? Or gee whiz, is it just coincidental that everybody that's a major personality on television at the time ends up winning the American Royal? And you know, the other question I've got for all these teams who spend 30 plus thousand a year to compete all these weeks. Why is the bald-headed guy, the other dude from Food Network, up there on the big poster with Johnny Trigg when you pay 30, 40, 50,000 a year to compete in their lousy sanctioning body? I mean, let's look at the facts for a minute. Now, I think the bald-headed guy, the other guy from Food Network that are standing beside Johnny Trigg got paid to be in the picture and got paid the whole way. But you teams paid $30,000+ to compete. Damn! Boy, that sure don't look like it's fair, does it? Now let's line it up again. Oh boy, here we go. Jack Daniels, 2014. Now, you know, in my mind, the Jack Daniels have always been a sacred contest because singularly Jack Daniels drove barbecue to the place it's at now. People aspiring to get to the Jack Daniels was the first driving force because it was like the first contest you had to qualify to get into. But last year, now, you know, I was still halfway playing ball with KCBS up until the Jack Daniels last year. But their lawyer, and I'm not going to say her name, came out and told a very close friend of mine all this nasty made-up stuff about good old Daryl Barbecue Superstar. Now, I realize that I'm a no-good SOB for giving exposure to all these big-time barbecue teams who spend $30,000+ a year to compete in barbecue, and so they compete with the names that they're trying to create to promote themselves that may or may not have really won the championships and the contests they won, you know, using the death table. And they probably resent the fact that they can't just totally dominate the headlines anymore. And they're the only ones being promoted in barbecue, period, because nobody even knows about anybody but them. You know, if you listen to them, me. Oh, wait a minute. We're responsible for barbecue being where it's at today. We're responsible. We created the whole universe. Nobody even existed before we came into being and trying to make a barbecue contest. Well, folks, I don't know if you hung around after the awards at the Jack Daniels last year, but poor old Diva Q was up there crying because her dessert turn-in was totally lost. Now, I've seen her dessert turn-in, and, folks, it was a winner. She'd have won it. But you know what? Magically enough, her score never even showed up on the scorecard. And then when we went behind the building, the Brown Foreman representatives that actually run the contest, two beautiful black-headed girls that always do it every year, were back there, and a contestant came up and said, gee whiz, I got a calculator. I added my scores up, and I'm 20.3 points short. Oh, well, there's probably five or six other people who had the same shortage on their total. So the final score was altered, but when you added the four scores up, they must not have altered the four scores because the four scores still came up 20.3 points ahead of what her score was. Who really won that year? God only knows. I have no idea. But now, the close friend of mine and some other people told me they'll never go back. Well, I did write to Jack Daniels and say, for $2,500, I will come to the Jack Daniels and film anyway. And they said that they could not support that, but they wish I would come and spend my own money to promote their event. Well, I decided I'll never go back to the Jack, and I will never promote their event again. But if you are lucky enough to go to the Jack Daniels, I suggest one thing. Now, I told them they needed to get security for the scores, and they needed to be there at data entry point to make sure the scores were entered and not altered and were correctly, which I figure fell on deaf ears. So I'm going to tell you, we're lined up to do it again. Now, if you go down and you want to put yourself through the Jack Daniels, then I suggest after the contest is over, everyone get their scorecard, every single team, and compare notes, add your scores up, see where you stand at, and see if you can figure out what the hell they did back there before they got done. Now, you want to know why I started the U.S. Barbecue Association? There is your answer. I swore I would never do it, but after the Jack Daniels last year and what happened after the contest was over, I decided to do it. By the way, my name is Daryl Mass. I own a thing called Barbecue Superstar, and I'm in the U.S. Barbecue Association. That's who I am. Go ahead. Go out there and talk bad about me. I'm not the one doing these things. You are. So how could I be at fault when you did what you did? All right. This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. Think about converting your contest over to a U.S. Barbecue Association contest, and have a good night.
woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone.
Yeah.
just remember, at the end of the day, Barbecue Superstars has put more of you on television on the many networks that are out there than any other broadcasting network in the world. And, folks, we just get started good because we get our own championship circuit in the U.S. Barbecue Association rolling. We're going to put you teams out there in front, and we're going to make more teams, more money than has ever been made in the history of the sport. We're going to make a legitimate sport, and we're all going to live good. And that's the way it's going to be. This is Darryl from Barbecue Superstar. We love every one of you.